Newstalk ZB, 18 past five. Well, Auckland Council has blown its salary budget by $42 million. The annual report shows one in five council staff earn more than $100,000 a year. And the number of execs earning more than $200,000 has increased from 155 to 194. Well, Mayor Phil Goff says he's surprised by the increase in large-scale pay packets and has asked the council's chief executive for an explanation. Jo Holmes is with the Auckland Ratepayers Alliance. Hi, Jo.
Hi.
What do you make of this?
Well, it's just a disgrace, really, isn't it? You know, Phil Goff was elected on a platform that's tackling council waste, and it just looks like he's failing. Once again, we've got a staff cost blowout, far in excess of the budget, $42 million extra dollars, and all those dollars have to come from somewhere, and you know where they're going to come from. They're going to come from ratepayers' pockets.
That said, you know, you need good people running a city, and that means you've got to compete with the private sector. So there's some big chunky salaries out there in the private sector. If you need to attract the best in the business, you know, you've got to pay for it.
Well, there's absolutely no evidence that they're not already attracting the best in the business. Council salaries are way above the private sector across the board. And why do we need an increase of 25% of people getting over $200,000 a year? I mean, that's just enormous. They cannot keep within budget. For 6 years on the trot now, they have exceeded their budget. So it's 52% now of all the money that council collects gets spent on wages and salaries. And it looks like most of it seems to be going at the higher end. So this cannot be good for Auckland, especially when services are being cut all the time.
Any idea how it compares to what staff at other councils are earning?
Well, what I do know is that Auckland council rates are the second highest rates in the country.
Well, that would make sense, though, wouldn't it? You know, biggest city.
Well, not really. I mean, we've got a lot of people in the city, admittedly, but that doesn't mean to say that, you know, we have to have the highest rates in the country either. There are a lot of people to pay for those rates. What's wrong here is they've got so much wasteful spending within council. You know, and Phil Goff said so. Phil Goff said, I'm going to cut out wasteful spending. He actually got elected on a ticket of cutting out wasteful spending, and he hasn't cut out anything. What's more, he does not seem to be able to control his bureaucrats, who consistently pay themselves more and more and more.
That said, he has asked the council chief executive for an explanation. He wants to know why, you know, the number of execs. Sorry, carry on.
It should be the other way round. You know, Auckland Council, the elected representatives, set a budget. So every year, council bureaucrats fail to meet that budget. Now, there has to be something systemically wrong, and they should have been looking at this a long time ago, each year in actual fact. But every year it's exactly the same thing. The council staff budget blows out. Somebody's going to have to pay. They're already talking about 6% rate rises in Auckland Council. Again, this was not what was talked about in the election.
Yeah, it's a significant blowout. So what's the solution? I mean, Phil Goff says he wants to know why, you know, then where do you go from there?
Well, knowing why. I mean, I'm sure that you already pointed out, it's the same thing he said every year. Oh, we've got to compete with the private sector. No proof is ever given of that they're not competing with the council private sector. There are more and more staff than ever. There are bigger budgets than ever, bigger salaries than ever. So he needs to get this wasteful spending, and he needs to get his staff under control.
Jo Holmes, the Auckland Ratepayers Alliance, thank you. Just had a text, and surely the goal of the super city was to become efficient and reduce overlap jobs. It seems to be the opposite. Thanks so much for your feedback. It's 22 past five. Smalley. Well, why did he